This message is a children's message. It is for you. Are you listening? Okay, so when you are on your car ride home, you have to make sure that your parents were paying attention. So you're going to have to ask them questions about what the message was about. All right? Play the role of the parent this time, okay? All right, children. Well, when you hear the word wise, who comes to mind? Who's wise in your life? Go ahead and shout names out.
Dad.
Jesus. Biblical answer there. God. Mom. Solomon. Pastor Mop. All right. Anyone else? Pastor Owen, he's very wise.
Noah.
What?
Elders and deacons.
Oh, good. All right. Those are all really good answers. As you've been studying wisdom the last 5 or 6 weeks, you've been given a definition, loving what God says is right and good, and doing it. Love doing it. You've been told that the wise person delights in wisdom. Wise person loves being wise. He is joyful at wisdom, finding wisdom, seeking it out. The wise person delights in good. The wise person loves what is good. And by that, then he hates. The wise person hates evil. Hates things that go against God's law. Hates things that are sinful. The wise person delights in God's commands. When God has given a command, the wise person says, "Thank you, Father, for that command. That's a great command because it comes from you." Wise person is self-controlled. The wise person is not erratic or acting crazily, doesn't regret what he or she has done, thinks about how he should respond in situations, and is controlled. Listens to advice. The wise person knows that he doesn't know everything. The wise person knows that there are other wise people, and those wise people can help this wise person to grow in wisdom. The wise person looks ahead, plans, knows that today has enough trouble, so worries about today, but also has plans and thinks about how he is going to live his life to the glory of God. The wise person trusts God, knows that God is trustworthy. And so the wise person puts his trust in God, who is all wise. The wise person treasures wisdom. Like a pirate who seeks all his life for that treasure chest full of gold, jewels, rubies, and whatnot, and finds it and is delighted by all of this treasure. The wise person does that when it comes to wisdom, looks for that treasure chest of wisdom, finds it, is delighted by it. Well, God says in his word to get wisdom. Proverbs 4:5 says, "Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth." So, if wisdom is so great, we want to get it, right? God tells us, get wisdom, get insight. So we should want to get it. We love getting things that we think are good for us. We love getting new toys that help us to enjoy our playtime. New trucks, new apps on the cellular device or an iPad that your mom or dad has. We like to get new sports equipment to help play sports well. Maybe some new shin guards or a soccer ball, baseball mitt, right? Those help us to play those sports well. We like to get yummy food to make our tum-tums happy. For some of us, we like to have dolls to surround us for tea time. That might not be your thing. Might be. Some of us like to have more books to allow us to enjoy a wonderful, fascinating story or to learn about God and His creation. So we get these things knowing that they're going to be good for us. They're going to help us. Well, here, God says that wisdom is good for us, so we should get it. We should want to get it. Now, to get wisdom, you have to start somewhere, children. If you want to get to defy gravity, you have to start somewhere. You got to, well, first start by asking your parents if you can go. Then you got to get in that car and you got to go. And then you can jump to your heart's content for those 60 minutes. 60 minutes, yes, an hour. If you want to get dessert, you got to start somewhere. You got to start by eating your dinner. Parents aren't just going to let you go straight to dessert. You got to have your dinner first, unless it's a special treat or something like that. Well, as you guys memorized, Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." So to start even being wise, you need to fear the Lord. You need to trust in the Lord. You need to get to know the Holy One. And who is the Holy One?
God.
So what God is saying is that if you want to become wise, you need to know God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, where does this wisdom come from? Does it come from above? Does it come from below this earth? Where does it come from? Up? Above, yes. God the Father sent His Son, who is all wise. Sent His Son into the world. Sent Him from above. Came below. Came to earth. Would you say that Jesus is wise? Well, you have all those descriptions of wisdom on the back of your shirts. So looking at our definition of wisdom, knowing and loving what God says is right and doing it, let's see if they fit with Jesus. Does Jesus love what God says is good and right?
Yes.
And does He do it?
Yes.
Yes. Jesus always obeyed the Father. He always did what was right. You could never say that Jesus sinned or did something that was wrong. Does Jesus delight in wisdom or in folly? In wisdom. He's not a fool. He's wise. He delights in wisdom. Does Jesus delight in good?
Yes.
He did so many good things, didn't He? He obeyed the Father. He did all these miracles. He lived the perfect life. He died on the cross. That was a really good thing for us, wasn't it? He was raised from the dead. He sent us the Holy Spirit. He is seated on the right hand of God the Father. He's reigning and ruling. Those are all good things. And those are all for our good. Does Jesus hate evil?
Yes,
we saw that at the temple. He drove out those people who were making a mockery of the worship center. He hated evil so much that He went on the cross and died for sinful people like you and me. Does Jesus delight in God the Father's commands?
Yes.
Yes. Remember when Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus said, "No, I have to follow my Father's law. I'm not going to follow after you. Satan, be gone." Jesus was tempted, but Jesus stuck to God the Father's commands. Is Jesus self-controlled?
Yes.
Jesus, when He needed to be sad, was perfectly sad. There was never a time when Jesus was sad when he shouldn't have been. Sometimes we're sad when we shouldn't be sad. We shouldn't be crying over some things sometimes. Jesus was sad when he should have been sad. Jesus was angry when he should have been angry. Sometimes we get angry when we don't need to be angry. Jesus was joyful when he needed to be joyful. Jesus never regretted any of his reactions. He was perfectly self-controlled. Does Jesus listen to the advice or wisdom of the Father? Yes. He says, I've come to do the will of my Father. I always do what my Father wills me to do. Does Jesus look ahead? Did he, here on earth, look ahead? Yes. The Bible says that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus knew that by going through this life full of temptations and suffering and death, he knew that he would be getting a reward. And that reward was you. He knew that he would be dying for a people that the Father had given him, and that the Spirit would save through Christ's work. Jesus knew all that. And so all that suffering was worth the reward. It was worth glorifying his Father, perfectly obeying his Father. Does Jesus trust God?
Yes.
Of course. Remember when he was on the cross, he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. He entrusted himself to the Father. Does Jesus treasure wisdom?
Yes.
Absolutely. Of course, because Jesus is the most perfectly wise person. So if you want to get wisdom, you have to know God. And if God sent the Son, Jesus Christ, who is all wise, then if you want to be wise, you have to know Jesus Christ. Well, how do you do that? Well, as Pastor Owen was talking about this morning, read your Bible. You need to read your Bible. Because that's where God has revealed his Son, Jesus Christ. When it's time for family worship, treasure those times. Take advantage of those times. Delight in the times that your parents set you before them with the Word of God. And they read it. And they explain it. And you ask questions. And you sing songs. And you do a catechism. Take advantage of those times. Treasure those times. The wise person delights in those times. If you can't read, you can ask your parents to read for you. Pay attention in Sunday school. Your Sunday school teachers are wise individuals. They have a lot of good things to say because they're saying things that come from the Bible. Pay attention in worship. Come to church ready to talk about Jesus. Come to church ready to ask people about Jesus. Not just about the games that they're playing, the fun they're having, but about Jesus. That's why we're here. We're here to talk about Jesus. You get wisdom when you pray to God, when you're struggling. You don't know everything. And you don't know how to do everything. You don't know sometimes how to respond when someone is angry at you or when someone has done something to you that you didn't want to have happened. You need to pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom when maybe there's been a sickness or a death in the family. Maybe an animal passes away. Memorize God's word. You've already been doing that. So many awards have been given out this evening because you guys memorized God's word. The wise person hides God's word in his heart that he might not sin against God. Now, when I began speaking, I asked you, who is wise in your life? And you may have said this, but I didn't hear. Did you realize that no one answered each other? Maybe somebody did, but I didn't hear it. Nobody said, well, it's Maggie who's wise, or it's Nora, or Grace, or Karis, or Ian. I didn't hear any of that. Maybe you did, but I didn't hear it. And maybe that was wise of you to not mention any one of you. That'd be ironic, though, because you'd be wise in asking about wisdom. But maybe you overlooked someone. Maybe there are some wise children even now. Can you be wise when you're 6 years old? 10 years old? Can you be wise as a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
So you don't have to wait until you're 82 to be wise?
No.
Hopefully 82-year-olds are wise, but sadly, there are a lot of 82-year-old fools. What this means is that you get to grow in wisdom your whole life. You don't have to wait until you're older to become wise. You can start now. God's command to get wisdom is for you right now. So you can, as a 5-year-old, be wise. You can, as a 10-year-old, be wise. If you follow God, if you delight in wisdom, if you hate evil and love what is good and follow God's commands, you get to grow in wisdom your whole life, which basically means you get to follow Christ your whole life. That's what I'm saying here. I want you to be wise. I want you to follow Jesus right now. And we're so thankful that many of you do right now follow Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is. There's nothing better for God's children than to follow the wise Jesus Christ all the days of their lives. Let's pray. Our all-wise God, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ. You saw us as fools. You saw us as helpless creatures in desperate need of a Savior. And you gave us your Son to show us the way of salvation, to save us from our sins, and to show us the paths of righteousness, the paths of wisdom. Pray, Lord, for these children that they will walk on that path all the days of their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.